Dyslipidemia is a rare genetic disorder caused by mutations in the paired BOX6 or PAX6 transcription factor gene, which is responsible for the normal development of the eye. Patients with aniridia present with clinical features including iris hypoplasia, as shown in figure 1, as well as other features such as corneal clouding and fovea hypoplasia. Due to this, patients experience limited visual acuity, as well as an increased sensitivity to light, which progressively worsens over time until the patient is blind by about young adulthood. Due to the progressive nature of this disease, as well as the limited therapeutic interventions that are currently available, one exciting approach is to utilize the gene editing capabilities of the CRISPR-Cas9 system, as shown in figure 2, to correct the pathogenic variant of aniridia and thus restore vision in humans. Due to the specific nature of designing a CRISPR-based gene therapy, the first aim of this study was to derive minimally humanized mouse embryonic stem cell models on which our CRISPR therapy will be developed and optimized so that the therapy will eventually be translatable to human cells and then eventually patients. So figure 3 is demonstrating that approach here. We have our DNA template, which contains the human sequence surrounding PAX6 exon 9, which is the location of the most commonly reported patient variant. This DNA template, as well as the other CRISPR reagents, are delivered to mouse embryonic stem cells by electroporation, and they're then plated prior to characterization. Figure 4 here is showing our method of characterization, where we confirm the successful humanization of our mouse embryonic stem cells by PCR assay and RFLP screens. Figure 5 is showing the successful derivation of our 3 novel humanized mouse ESL models of aniridia, each of which are homozygous for the humanization. However, the first cell line is homozygous for the patient variant, the second cell line is heterozygous for the patient variant, and the third cell line is homozygous for the non-mutant sequence to act as a control during therapy development. From there, I went on to design my CRISPR strategies and test these therapeutic approaches in the recently derived cell lines. So figure 6 is showing the successful correction of our patient variant at a 53.7% frequency, shown in the red box. The DNA template also contained a silent base change in the seed region of the guide RNA, which prevents the repeat targeting of Cas9 following the therapeutic correction. Figure 7 is showing that over multiple therapeutic experimental trials, our most successful CRISPR therapy corrected the patient variant at a frequency of greater than 30%, while having a minimal impact on the non-mutant chromosomes. My future work will be to optimize a CRISPR strategy utilizing a base editor enzyme, which does not create double-stranded breaks in the DNA backbone. And I'd like to thank all my colleagues in the Simpson Lab, as well as our funding sources, for making this work possible.